escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I love the reaction every week to Take a Mania when there's a clear-cut champ, because it's all text like, oh yeah, bang, there you go, new champ. Yeah.
The best part about the all-timers is that the way that they just keep getting worse and worse and worse.
Yeah.
They just, it's bad take after bad take after bad. Perloff's take about how Steph Curry's hamstring injury shouldn't bother him all that much was maybe, I mean, it was like nine false things that he said. That take might still be the champion if it weren't just for me getting tired of it.
Yeah.
It gets to a point where I'm like, all right. And I got to respect the listeners too. We got to, all right. Yeah.
He's made it.
He's going to be in the end. He'll be a top seed. He'll be one of the four one seeds in the bracket.
He's a Take a Mania Hall of Famer. No doubt about it. No doubt.
We've had so many bad takes that I don't know. We might have to stretch the tournament out over like a month.
Stretch the tournament, or maybe we just power rank them ourselves and do like a countdown, Casey Kasem style. I don't know.
Maybe we do like a 4-hour podcast.
Something.
And then just try to cut it up and maybe, you know, make it into a one segment deal.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. There's too much good stuff to not do something. We will do something at the end of the year, but you're right. Like, I've been keeping all the really bad ones at the bottom of our rundown sheet, and that section is starting to get bloated. Like, it's just all green ink down there.
We should create a separate Google Doc, because that starts making the, when that Google Doc gets too long, things get clunky.
They get loaded.
It doesn't function properly.
Yep. All right, let's get to the item we teased in here. We talked about this earlier this week. I think the Rafael Devers trade to San Francisco is one of the more interesting stories this summer, where Boston ships him out to San Francisco somewhat unexpectedly. You know, they did it in June. I don't know that people expected them to trade Rafael Devers at all. When he got traded, he was their most productive player, because Alex Bregman had been on the injured list. By the way, I should point out, Bregman activated. He's coming back. That's important because the Astros have yet to play the Red Sox. They play them twice in August, two series in August.
You know what? I do feel like I'm in a better place emotionally right now because Paredes has been playing so well that I'm not as hung up on the way and likewise, because Cam Smith has been playing so well, I'm not as hung up on the Kyle Tucker and Alex Bregman watch.
It'll
be hopefully by that point, especially if the Red Sox aren't anything to really worry about overall. I'll just enjoy seeing Alex Bregman again.
There's more conjecture out there about could the Red Sox trade Bregman than is he going to lead them to,
or are they going to extend
playoffs?
Him?
Yeah. Well, is he going to decide to stay there? You know, like it's
right.
His option.
I mean, they might have something even in the right. Yeah.
You know, anything contractually. Yeah. So,
because he has the option to become a free agent,
right.
So would they try to get ahead of the curve and just do it before that?
Yeah, exactly. So, but the big story with them trading Devers this past week was the revelation from Will Fleming, the Boston play-by-play guy. Let's hit that one first, Ben. Will Fleming, the play-by-play guy for the Boston Red Sox, who we should point out, his brother is Dave Fleming, the play-by-play guy for the Giants. So that's an interesting coincidence. But Will Fleming telling the folks on WEEI that he had heard a story about Devers skipping fielding tutorials that the team, the Giants, had organized for him with former Giant great Will Clark.
They think he's going to win them divisions and hit a bunch. He's going to hit home runs. Of course he is. They don't yet know what is going to happen with the player. I was there the second day. Will Clark was there to work on ground balls with him at first base, and Raffy didn't show up. So that's the person that these guys have been dealing with for a long time.
Okay, and that, so now we should also point out that Will Clark on his own podcast, I think it's called the Deuces Wild podcast, said something similar about Rafael Devers not showing up for these first base tutorials.
So Matt and Bob Melvin want me to go out there and work with him around first base. No problem. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, he did not come out early at all, period. Not at all. Now, in fact, he didn't even hit on the field. But Rafael Devers, the next time I'm in San Francisco, your ass will be on the field at first base.
Okay, so that's Will Clark himself saying that, right?
Yeah.
I want to make sure we got all the audio out there before we get to this part here. Now, I have not listened to this yet.
They claim on that podcast in the next episode after all this stuff happened, they claim that there was a lot of conversation about there that, like, it was taken out of context, that he was kind of joking there and that I was kind of surprised when I heard that clip that Will Clark would be talking like that about one of his own players.
Yeah.
And he was kind of joking there, you know, like just saying it. So,
yep. Yeah. All right. So I've not listened to this one yet, Seth. I think you have the audio.
So this is Will Clark explaining on that next episode that, hey, there were a couple things. For one, it was an optional batting practice. And then part of it too was, that they were playing the Red Sox in a couple of those games, and he didn't want to be warming up right in front of the Red Sox dugout there on the first baseline in that one. Yeah. But he had a conversation with Will Fleming, just a casual conversation out before the game, and he's none too happy about Will Fleming putting his version of the conversation out for the masses.
You know, he didn't want to have to go through all that bullshit in the Boston media and all that. And so what happens? I'm standing out there. Dave Fleming actually introduces me to his brother, Will Fleming, who is one of the Red Sox radio TV guys, I guess. And so now he goes on some podcast, a Zoom, I don't know when it was, and blows this thing out of proportion again, and here we go. And, you know, I just got to tell you right now, this is a bunch of bullshit. That's first off. Second off, you know, hey, look, you know, that was, let's see, my first encounter with Rafael Devers.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So this is how that relationship is starting with the waters poison that Devers is some kind of malcontent, which he may or may not be.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I side with Will Clark on this one. For one, if he had told Will Fleming anything, as two former ball players and everything, yes, they're in the media, but this is different than the kind of thing that, you know, if you're talking to a journalist, you need to be specific about what's on the record and off the record. You got to say, like, hey, off the record. So regardless of how the actual conversation went, if I were Will Clark, I would be really PO'd that Will Fleming went out and said, this is what Will Clark said, and then paint Rafael Devers out as a bum.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Even if Will Fleming had portrayed it accurately on WEEI, I would have been pissed if I was Will Clark, because my guess is he wasn't sharing these things with the idea that Will Fleming was going to go blabbermouth on the biggest sports station up in Boston about it.
I see Tony Vaselli all the time before Jaguars games. Yeah. I don't know if I will as much anymore because now he's actually in the front office. But Vaselli was the color commentator for the games forever. So if I had some conversation with Tony Vaselli, and he was just being really negative about one of their own players or something, there's not a chance in hell that I would say, oh, yeah, Tony Vaselli told me that this guy in the on the Jaguars team is a bum.
Right.
There's not a chance. That's not even the bro code. That's a human code.
It's a human
code. There's no reason Vaselli would have ever thought that I would repeat something like that publicly. You know, it's a huge violation of just simply being a good dude by Will Fleming.
Well, think about this particular instance, Seth. Pretend that Will Fleming was just the radio or TV announcer for the Red Sox, and he happens to be down on the field, and he gets introduced to Will Clark by any random person, and they have this conversation, and it plays out this way, and it's super uncomfortable for everybody. Dave Fleming, think about how uncomfortable Will Fleming has made it for his brother Dave, who's the play-by-play guy for the Giants.
Right.
That these two guys are on the broadcast teams for these respective teams. And the fact that Devers is playing the Red Sox right after the trade are the most fascinating coincidences of this whole thing.
And, you know, honestly, yeah, if you're the play-by-play commentator too, listen, all these guys that are play-by-play commentators for their professional teams, you'll never find somebody that's more stoked to have the job that they do and how appreciative they are. And they never want to be at the center of some controversy about anything, because ultimately they know that they're also, just like anybody in sports, they're dispendable. And like that would be that. So if I'm Will Clark, there's too many Wills in this conversation.
You're doing good. You got it.
I'd be PO'd for one. You're putting my name out there and I'm employed by the team. And then you're putting my brother's name out there who doesn't that could get fired at any time. It is Will Fleming really comes out looking like a bum because of all of this.
He does. I mean, in some ways, it's probably an indicator as to just how vitriolic the feelings are towards Rafael Devers on the Boston side of things, that Will Fleming... Yeah. I know nothing about Will Fleming and his propensity to blab things that he knows in secret.
I saw some people from Boston making comments about, like, oh, here we go again with Fleming.
With Will Fleming? Okay.
So I don't know.
Maybe he's got a reputation. Without knowing anything and looking at all the stuff, just the stuff that we've encapsulated in this segment, I would say, one, Will Fleming needs to shut his mouth. Number two, for him to go public like that with something like that, there must be some real ill will on the Boston side, you know, to try to make Devers look bad like that. You know, there's got to be some real ill will. Smear campaign. Yep. Smear campaign.
Are you happy about the way they're treating you, Rafael?
Not at all. All right. Payne and Pendergast. All right. We're going to get you ready for this series between the Rangers and the Astros this weekend. The biggest thing I'm looking forward to, and it's not Bryce Matthews' debut. I almost said Bryce Young. I mean, these names today, Seth. They're just all over the place.
It's my fault. Yeah. I got the ball rolling very poorly in the first segment of the show.
Thank you. Thanks, Ben. Yeah.
Matthews' audio right there.
Sure, won't say Bryce Young now in the next segment. So Bryce Matthews' debut, exciting. Not the most exciting thing for me about this weekend. We'll tell you what that is coming up next. We just got a text from a listener who heard us talking earlier about the campaign we've got going on to try to help people in Kerr County and up in Texas Hill Country, and a resident texting in saying, thank you guys. They were personally affected. Can't stop thinking about the kids involved. And the texter is referring to a landing page or a text that you can send that's going to help you help those in need in Kerr County and in the Hill Country. Texting FLOOD to 20357, you're going to get sent a landing page. You're going to get sent a list of all the wonderful organizations that are setting up donation drives. So if you're struggling to find an exact place to help the people in need, the victims, the families, that area, text FLOOD to 20357. The best way that you can help is to get on there and find the way that speaks to you, that speaks to your heart. There's local merchants, there's restaurants, there's all sorts of things on there that are donating some of their profits to help the folks in need. So whatever speaks to you, but you'll get a long list of places you can go to help out. Text FLOOD to 20357. That's FLOOD to 20357 for a list of all the ways you can help the flood relief efforts in Kerr County.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.